there's a the larger cycle of the fifth night. And once again, this is coming up. This is a shift of energy that opens. I'm not saying that November 19th that Armageddon is going to happen and that the missiles will be in the air or whatever. What it is that we're talking about this year from November 19th, 2007 through November 12th of 2008 is going to be a deep crisis for global materialist culture. There's going to be a destructive reaction. What you might call Armageddon, the European Union and Germany are going to be in the center of this drama. If you look at the larger cycles, there's a fifth night, there's what they call a national cycle, there's different cycles that they call national cycles and galactic cycles. The galactic cycle we're talking about now runs from January 5th, 1999 through the end of the Aztec calendar of October 28, 2011. And what it in essence talks about is that through the fifth night and day of the national cycle was ruled by Quetzalcoatl, who was the Lord of Light and the bearded white man, the son of God, and it brought a change in consciousness, which was brought about by the heaven of Quetzalcoatl, and it created this receptiveness for the Christian message among people. In the fifth day of the next year, there was a new expression of Christ consciousness, and this is what we're going to see. This is what's exciting, I think, in the next year. We are going to see a new expression of the Christ consciousness emerge. Now, this might be called the return of Christ, but it is an energy change rather than the return of one individual, the galactic Christ consciousness. So in the next year, the exciting part about what happens is that this will have a unifying effect of bringing the yin and the yang polarities together, the left and the right-hand sides of the brain, the male didactic kind of limbic system side of the brain together with the female intuitive side of the brain to serve to make us whole individually and collectively. And the origin of this impulse is going to come from the East. And I think that the Olympics in China are going to be something huge on a cosmic level. And already the Chinese are talking about how I thought it was an interesting blurb today where they talked about we allow religious freedom in China, we allow Bibles in China, we have religious freedom in China. Oh, unless you're Falun Gong or the Tibetans, and then you're banned.
And we'll run over you with a tank.
Yeah, we'll run over you with a tank, exactly. And so I think that it is very telling that this pulse of energy comes from the East and that the 2008 Olympics, that through sports we are going to come together, and I do believe that the rest of the world will have an effect on China, already having an effect on China. There's been stuff going on in the Chinese stock market that I think is crazy. I think there's a massive opportunity for wealth expansion and doing things in that aspect. But the destruction that is coming on the fifth night, and we'll see atomic weapons this year. I mean, we will see either
you mean used?
Used atomic weapons. We will see them within the next in 1 year. Give it 13 months. Let's say when we're having this conversation, December of 2008 or so, we'll see the use of nuclear weapons by the end of this year.
That's a pretty heavy statement.
But the destruction that we're
now,
going
wait,
to
wait,
see,
wait, you said by the end of this year,
but
or a year?
1 year. 1 year one from year. Now.
All right.
By the 2008.
From now to 2008.
Through November of 2008,
let's call it
December. I said in the next 13 months, we'll see the use of atomic weapons. And the use of atomic weapons will either be, or could be all, but Syria, Iran, and quite possibly Pakistan, India. Because we're talking about a massive separation and the collapse of an international monetary system here, that this whole thing is going to be one last, the destruction of the fifth night will serve to create the space for the new flowering to blossom for the beginning of the sixth day. The good news is the beginning in 2008 to 2009 is a flowering, which is going to be a renaissance of advanced unifying synthesis. There's going to be a very tense coexistence between East and West, between new spirituality and the remnants of this global materialistic power. In the same aspect, the same cycle that we're starting here was in the last cycle, we saw the fall of the Roman Empire. We saw the start of the Great Depression. We're going to see a major downturn economically in all aspects, not just the United States and capitalist societies, but economies in the entire world. You're seeing the return now, and you've been seeing this over the last couple of years, of the ruling elites, of the blue bloods, all taking back their power. But the total collapse of the international monetary system and the beginning of the end of the quantitative abstractions of values that are mediated by the left brain, which is the left-hand side of the brain controls the right-hand side of the body.
Well, do you see a collapse of the international monetary system or just the United States' financial system?
Well, what? I'll tell you what's happening. You want to know what's going on economically right now?
Yep.
Behind the scenes right now, France is broke. France basically about 2 months ago declared bankruptcy to most of the international banks. Germany's quite possibly not far behind. The euro hit, I've been doing some Forex trading, and, we had a really bad day because the euro hit $1.47 and change. That means that with the euro going up, that means that they can't export anything. That means the French and the Germans are just screwed. They can't export anything to anywhere else in the world. That also means that with the U.S. economy tanking and with the U.S. dollar plunging to new lows, that means that you now have BMW moving factories into the United States. You now have Boeing getting contracts. You have Airbuses now being moved into the U.S. because the dollar is so cheap here.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
It is. It is in one aspect because we've kind of become the new Guatemala, if you will.
You mean our workers will become those lower paid workers?
Well, because what's happened because of the dollar, because the dollar is tanking. I'll tell you what's happening in the film business because the Canadian dollar.
And then tell us, why is the dollar tanking?
Because they're printing billions of them with nothing to back them. And they've been doing this ever since March, and they've been doing this. Benjamin, I will throw money out of helicopters, Bernanke. I'm sorry, his name is not Benjamin. His name is Ben Shalom Bernanke. It's just Ben. It's not Benjamin. But we talked about this a year ago. Back in March of 2006, they took the Federal Reserve note off the M3 index, and once they did that, they didn't have to explain to anybody how much currency was actually in circulation. That was the only thing that, because that index had all kinds of things that went. I mean, wages went against it, prices went against it. People could have sort of an idea as to how much money is in circulation, and they basically just said, "We're not going to tell you how much money is in circulation." I did an interview. I had a conversation with the head of the Federal Reserve Bank in San Francisco, and I printed it in my newsletter, and I flat out asked him, and this was about 2 years or so ago, I said, how much money is in circulation? And he said, I don't know, about $650 to $700 billion cash is actually in circulation. And I said, what's the national debt? And he said, well, it's about $8 trillion. And I said, what does the national debt have to be paid in? And he said, well, Federal Reserve notes. It's like, well, how are we supposed to pay the national debt when there's not enough money in the world to actually pay it? He said, I don't know. And, eloquent answer, I don't know. He said, we're going to go to some kind of credit debit system where they're not even going to bother printing the money anymore. It's going to be photonic. It's all going to be blips of light and photons and all on your credit card. And eventually, which will go to an RFID identifying chip system, which is the
cashless society.
Yeah, of course, a cashless society because now, and here's the really scary thing. I mean, the next step is there are people talking behind the scenes now that the euro is going crazy, that the central banks now have done the exact same thing to the Europeans that the Federal Reserve did to the United States beginning in 1913. In 1913, here's an interesting conspiracy theory for you, the only people that could have stopped the Warburgs and the Morgans and the bankers, the Rothschilds and these gangs from forming the Federal Reserve were people like the Astors, and they all died on the Titanic. So the minute all the wealthy people die on the Titanic, it then allowed them to set up the central bank and set up the Federal Reserve in 1913.